Come on. Get on the floor. Come on. On the dance floor. Come on. Get on the floor. Come on. On the dance floor.
Come on, get on the dance floor. He needs someone, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Welcome, everyone. Phone lines are open. Do call in. I have Darnell the Bachelor here on my platform, everyone. Hey, that was the track Someone off of his Mississippi Roots album. Welcome, Darnell. Welcome. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right, all right. So that track I just played, Someone, is there a brief story behind that track right there?
Let's see here. First of all, I want to say thank God for this opportunity. And I really do thank you, Ms. Moss, for having me on your show,
right.
For the second time.
All right, yes. Yes, the return of the Mississippi's Darnell the Bachelor. That's what's up. I was floored off the last time you was on my show early last year. And I said, oh, no. And I heard this Mississippi Roots album. I'm like, you really put your foot in on all these songs on this album. So I want to say my pleasure and welcome you back. So let me ask you, where are you calling from now?
I'm calling from Mississippi.
Okay. All right. Born and raised there, correct?
Correct.
So I see that you've been real busy since the last time that you were on my show, right?
Correct.
So how long would it take you to create this album, Mississippi Roots?
Well, I'm gonna answer your first question. You asked me,
okay.
Is there a story behind the song Someone?
Yeah.
I mean, Someone is basically just telling it like it is, you know. I, that's the type of, a woman that I need. And not only that, it could be vice versa for, you know, a woman to want a man. You need, everybody wants someone just to tell them you love them. And not only that, to do all of those things with them as well. You know, to watch your back. It doesn't matter who it is. Someone well-educated, classic, with good communication. Because the most important thing in life is to communicate. If you can't communicate with each other, then, you know, it's not going to work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Correct.
And your second question, you asked me how long does it take to do Mississippi Roots. I can't really actually say, but because you know, like as we talked before, Miss Brenda, I mean it don't take me but like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes to write a song. So, you know, and so when I went in there, I was just thinking, you know, that I was going to do a couple of songs when I was in the studio that day. So, but the day I went in there, I got in there about 10 that morning and left out about 2 o'clock that next morning. And I ended up doing about seven tracks.
Oh, wow. All right. And thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that information. So I would like to play another one of your tracks. This one's called Seduction. What's the story behind Seduction? What inspired you to do that track? Yeah.
Like to know?
The ladies
so
want to know.
Basically, Seduction is it's a type of song, you know. You just waiting. I've been waiting to give you this loving, and the loving that I'm giving to you is, yes, it's seductive. I must say, because you know,
yeah.
So I decided, you know, that if if you're waiting on it, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you about it. I'm gonna tell you the type of love that it is and what it is that I want you to do while you're sitting here waiting on it. So
okay. Well, let's let all the ladies hear about what you're singing about. How about that? This is Seduction, everyone. Darnell the Bachelor.
You've been patiently waiting, anticipating on this loving baby. This love being amazing, yes, it's contagious. Oh, I just wanna make sweet love to you, baby. This love is amazing, yes, it's contagious.
Listen,
yeah. Come on, me. Walk through the door. Take off that skirt, baby. Throw your panties on the floor. I wanna make your legs shake. Show off of me how much of this you can take.
I must be dreaming. You got me fiending.
All I do is think of you, baby.
Let's take our time and do it right.
I just wanna make love to you.
You've been patiently waiting, anticipating
on this loving baby.
This loving amazing, yes it's contagious.
Yes it's contagious, baby. I just wanna make sweet love to you.
Wanna put my face between your thighs,
sing you lullaby,
euphoria. I wanna take you places you've never been before. In my bed, baby.
That is Seduction, ladies, by Darnell the Bachelor. All right, Darnell, we would like to know your information, your website, where this music can be found and purchased online at, and your social media information as well. Go right ahead.
Well, you can find my music on pretty much any social media platform out there, and you can find it on far as the music platforms. I mean, I'm on everything. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Apple iTunes. I'm on Google Music. Just about any music media platform you'll pretty much find me there. As far as any of my social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I mean, my Facebook, you can find me at Darnell the Bachelor. That's D-A-R-N-E-L-L. That's D-A apostrophe B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R. And if you're looking for my, I'm on Twitter as the same thing, Darnell the Bachelor. I'm also on Instagram. That's Darnell underscore D-A underscore Bachelor, B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R. And all of my other pages. I have another page also, Facebook is Darnell the Bachelor Smith. So pretty much if you're going to type in Darnell the Bachelor, you'll find me. If I'll let you know if I'm not who I said. I mean, if someone, anybody got a fake page, you'll know. But those are my pages.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you very well. And let's mention the upcoming events, your scheduled events that's coming up, the location and the dates. Go right ahead, Darnell.
I will be performing this weekend. It was on a short notice, but I will be at the Jackson County Fairgrounds in Pascagoula, Mississippi, this weekend, November the 21st. And the gates open there at 2 p.m. And show starts about 4 p.m. So I think I'd probably go on roughly around in between 4 to 4:45. So it'd be best y'all get there at 4 o'clock if you want to, before 4 if you want to see me perform. So, and then that's this weekend. And the next weekend, the following weekend will be on the 27th. I have a show to myself, which is Club Memory Lane. That's in Lisman, Alabama. That is Lisman, Alabama. And it's at 289 Bottom Park Road in Lisman, Alabama. It's called Club Memory Lane. And that show will start at 8 o'clock until 6 a.m. So
wow.
We're going to pull an all-nighter. We're going to have some fun there.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Again, that's Club Memory Lane in Lisman, Alabama. That's on the 27th. And on the 5th of December, I will be having my album release party. So, Mississippi Roots. So,
wow.
That's at 1st and 10 Gaming Lodge at 1st and 10. It's at 5051 Highway 493 in Meridian, Mississippi. So you all are invited to come out to my album release party. I'm also, I'm going to have some artists to perform there. I'm going to have DPC Music. He is not only an artist, he is my core producer as well. So me, him get together, we be in the studio. I mean, we don't ever want to leave. The producer, my producer name, Ken P, he be like, man, I'm so tired, man. I'm going to go to sleep. And me and Antonio, his name is DPC, but I call him Antonio. We sit there, we be like, all right, we'll be up for about another 3 hours. And be like, you know, we don't ever want to leave. I mean, but that's good because I need someone like that in my life while I'm in the studio, because
right.
I love the studio. If I had one in my house, I probably wouldn't even come outside. But
right.
I have him coming. I also have this angel that I call Brittany, Britt Fox. When I tell you she is an angel, she is an absolute angel.
Oh.
Ever since I've been on this journey in music, anything that I want to know about music, she helps me. I could call her at 2 o'clock in the morning. She
wow.
Like, what's up, big bro? And I'd be like, I tell her, she'd be like, and she just always I'm just grateful for what she have done for me and what she is teaching me and what she has taught me. So she is the reason why I just keep on pushing, because she has some stories about her life. I have some stories about mine. Aww. But she is like that motivational package behind me as far as music that pushing me.
Wow.
And I also have Humming Boy of Southern Soul. Now, this dude right here is like, when I tell you, see, my baby don't love me. She doesn't love me. Man, she is off the chain.
You need to send him my way.
I will do that. I will send them all your way. Now, that dude
my
right
platform.
There is
right.
I will do that. And last but not least, my sister, Fanyana, she will be coming and performing. She got a song out called Louisiana Hot. And, you know, my sister is like, she'll call me. She'll be like, hey, how mom doing? I'll be like, she's doing good. All right, then, bye. You know what I'm saying? Then do it again. I'd be like, why don't you call her yourself? She'd be like, I'm busy with the baby. Just tell her I love her. I'd be like, nope, you tell her yourself. Bye. You know?
Right.
And she is like she is the clown of the family. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But she has a wonderful voice. She is beautiful in every way. And I actually, I collabed.
Send her my way.
I will. I collabed with her and wrote a song, and she will be singing it, performing it at my album release party. So, again, that's December the 5th at 1st and 10, Gaming Lodge in Meridian, Mississippi. You all are welcome to come and share. And last, I have December the 12th coming up. I will be performing at the Oasis. And that's in West Point, Mississippi. So, at I think it's at 10514. That's 10514 Highway 45 North at West Point, Mississippi. They will have EJ Souls. He's having a single release party. So, and I spoke with him too. He's a real good, talented dude, man, and very knowledgeable. So I appreciate him for having me to come and perform at his single release party. Then you got Christina May, and you got Latrell Knight, which is an awesome dude. I'm going to have to send him your way, too. He like, when I tell you, there are some good people out here in the world. You know, most of them be like, oh, boy, everybody is decent. No, there actually is some good humble people in the world that I'm thankful, and you know, it's a blessing. And then we have the J Mars group. They're gonna be performing there too. So that's Saturday, December the 12th, and at West Point, Mississippi.
Well, you're gonna be very
busy.
That's what
I have coming up.
You're gonna be very busy, and I'm quite sure all that information will be on your website and social media pages. While folks are listening right now to us, the flyers are on the picture slide, and also I had put them up on my social media pages and networks as well. So I hope everyone got that information. And man, that looks like good enough, a big cup of chicken noodle soup with all them performers and you included in there. That sounds like so much fun. And I'm quite sure everybody's going to practice safety going out during these dark times we're dealing with, and have fun and be mature all at the same time. So while I'm going to give you a break from speaking about all those events, I want to speed it up a little bit. Let's play country. What inspired you to do country?
Because I'm from the country, and this is what we do in the country.
All right, now, here is country. Darnell the Bachelor, everyone. Be right back.
Yes, I'm from the country. I was raised on cornbread and collard greens. Clay mud, wet, greasy, dirty.
southern soul, we'll make you work it. If you're from the country, from the country, let me see you back it up, back it up. Let me see you back it up.
Hey, hey, hey,
back
hey,
it up.
Hey, hey,
now
hey,
get loose.
Hey, 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 hey,
get loose.
Hey, 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 hey.
Four wheelers, horse riding, trail rides, apple bottom, big hips and thick thighs. Backwoods, gentlemen, all night. Hole in the wall, don't close to midnight. If you're from the country, from the country, let me see you back it up.
By Darnell the Bachelor. Back it up. He is country, y'all. All right. Now, Darnell, what is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of this new album, Mississippi Roots?
Happiness. Happiness, joy, and just peace of mind. You know, what I try to do with each album is once you put the album in the deck, or once you start listening to it, you don't have to skip over a song, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I just try to put out music where you don't have to skip over a song. You can just let it ride.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
want to go on a vacation, you know? You just let it ride.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that information. So, is there any upcoming music projects in the future you want to tease us about? Yeah, come on now.
I got some.
we got to have more of you.
How about Dark Caramel?
Uh-oh. Dark Caramel coming. Coming soon. Dark caramel coming soon, ladies. So, will you be doing any music videos from the this album, any tracks on this album, any music videos you going to work on?
Yes, I had, you know, even from my last album, I had some projects in the works, but, you know, because of the COVID, it's been kind of difficult to do what I wanted to do, the ideas that I had for the video. So I'm trying right now. The guy who shoots my videos, he was shooting Lil Boosie videos. And so I was waiting till he got finished. But it's been going on with this video for a while now. So I have to wait till he contact me back and just let him know, man, hey, let's go, let's get it. You know, so I'm trying to, I got about 5 videos I need to get done.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Thank you for that information. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out right now to all the persons that have supported you on this album, or rather persons that have supported you throughout your music career. Go right ahead.
I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot name all of you all because it's so many. I thank you all, you know, and may God bless you all. And from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate everything that y'all have done for me. And thank you for the support and the love that you all have shown me. And let's just continue to go on this journey together, man. Let's see what we can, let's take it to the top, y'all. Let's do that.
All right, let's give them an applause that they keep supporting you during your journey.
Thank you.
All right, so I will play the last tracks of this radio interview showcase, which will be Maintenance Man and, of course, everybody's favorite, Obama, your Obama song. So I would like to ask you, what inspired you to do the Obama track? And also, what's the brief story behind Maintenance Man? I love Maintenance Man.
Well, you know, the Maintenance Man pretty much speaks for itself because, you know, everybody needs a maintenance man. You might be like, I'm gonna tell you what got me. I was watching Fred Sanford one day, and I forgot it was Rollo come over to speak something, and Fred was like, you need to get out of my house and take Chico with you. And I was like, he was like, you ain't no real maintenance man. And I was like,
Okay.
Gave me the idea. I was like, gave me the name, and I was like,
okay. So what's up with the Obama song? Everybody loves that track.
Basically, that's just inspiration from Barack and Michelle Obama. Who don't want to be like Barack and Michelle Obama?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me get a first lady. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, hey, give me a president, you know?
Right. I understand. Well, we're coming to a close to the end of our show. Thank you for mentioning all your scheduled upcoming events. Also, I want to ask, will you be doing a Facebook Live or online event?
Yeah, every Thursday night, I do what we call bedroom conversations. So you all can inbox me any type of questions that you would like for me to ask. And I answer those questions. And if you go back to some of my videos, you will see what type of questions. You know, you can ask me anything, but most people ask me things about relationship as far as dealing with a man. So,
wow.
Or, or, or anything. So I just answer them. I'll be brutally honest. If you don't want me to be honest, don't ask me a question because I'm definitely going to be honest. So,
right.
I'm not Steve Harvey, but I am The Bachelor.
Right. All right. So any words of encouragement you want to give while we're dealing with the dark times today? Any advice you want to give?
Keep your faith in God. Put him first. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. As long as you got him in your life, and just keep on pushing, because times, when they say times are hard, man, times have been hard, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Times were hard back then. Times are hard now. So you just got to remain vigilant and, you know, make sure that you keep your hands in God's hands and keep praying and just make the best out of everything you can do now. But now is the time during this pandemic where you have to explore, get online, you know, and start doing, do other things to keep yourself occupied and to generate more revenue for, you know, you and your family. This is a time to bond with your family also, because they're going to be at home every day
yeah.
with you. So I just say, man, just make the best of it.
All right, and thank you for those words of encouragement. Darnell the Bachelor, everyone, I want to thank you for taking out your time to participate, to come back and return on my platform. Hopefully you will come back on my platform with Chocolate Caramel. Is that the one?
That's it.
Yeah.
We're going to name it that. That's what we're going to
name it. Okay. So
Chocolate Caramel.
You have a blessed day. This show has been recorded if anyone has missed it. And thank you again, Darnell the Bachelor. Do you have any information you want to give before we both close out?
My phone. You can, if anybody, hold on, I got to get it real quick because you got me on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. If you good, if you can look on my Facebook page, anybody is definitely not pulling up right now. Okay. So if you wanted to book me, all you got to do is just reach out on my fan page, or you can call 205-401-6274. Again, that's 205-401-6274, and you can get it jumping.
All right. Get ready for your phone to blow up. So this
hey,
is Darnell the Bachelor. Excuse me?
I said, and thank you. I appreciate it. You are so kind and so nice, and may God continue to bless you, and I hope your show keep on prospering like it's doing right now, and God thank you for in life.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. My pleasure, always. Darnell the Bachelor, everyone. This is Maintenance Man, everyone, and have a good day. Stay blessed, be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands. You know the deal. You know the routine. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out of LetsJazzItUp.com.
the right tools for you. Alright, I'm here to fix it.
I'm here to fix it.
Private jet.